We work with the PTA Thrift Shop and Youth Works on Main to bring you Kids Q every single Wednesday and Friday. You heard our Kids Q question last hour. PTA Thrift Shop and Youth Works especially work with a bunch of different organizations around the community, as we always try to highlight. Many, many organizations beyond that, though, including the Carolina Club, and they've got a couple of different events coming up, one very soon, and then another one we want to highlight for a little ways down the road. We are joined now by a couple of folks here in the studio, Elizabeth Cheek with the Carolina Club, and Philip Jones, who's a member of the club, but also the director of social media for UNC. Elizabeth, Philip, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having us.
So talk about the Carolina Club. I know a lot of us know kind of roughly about it, but what is it? Where is it? What do you do? Elizabeth?
So we are actually a social membership club located in the Alumni Center on the UNC campus. I guess the question we're asked more often is, do I have to be an alum to join the club? And absolutely not. Everybody in the community is more than welcome to join the club. And we enjoy being a part of the community. And that was our connection with PTA Thrift Shop, was that we host a series of events called Pasta with Purpose, where we partner with nonprofits that our members of the club nominate to be the recipient of a spaghetti dinner, and it's a $14 dinner. Everyone in the community is more than welcome, and we donate 11 of that $14 directly to that nonprofit.
That's really awesome.
Yeah, it's been a great partnership and a great way to be a good steward in the community, bring in a lot of organizations that are local. That's our only criteria, really, is that the money stays right here in the Chapel Hill-Carborough community, and that it's a local organization, such as PTA Thrift Shop.
Yeah, how often do you do Pasta with a Purpose?
We do between 6 and 8 times every year.
Nice.
Anyone who's a member of our club nominates an organization that they care about, that they support. Then we have a member committee that actually goes through all of the nominations and selects the groups that we'll partner with each year.
How big are these events when they happen?
Generally, at least around 100 people. We do one in the fall with Chapel Hill Service League supporting their Christmas House project. That tends to be a really big one every year, in the neighborhood of 200 to 250 people.
Mm-hmm.
But most of them do serve at least 100 to 150 people. And that money goes directly straight, you know, to that nonprofit. So it's a really good partnership.
That's really cool. Speaking with Elizabeth Cheek, and again, you're talking about $11 per person who come, and like 100 people. So you're talking more than $1,000 just from doing one dinner, which is terrific for some of these clubs.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Philip, let me turn it over to you.
Sure.
As a member, talk about the events that happen, like Pasta with a Purpose. How big of a role does that play in like your membership and your activity?
Absolutely. I mean, people hear social club and they often think a group of inwardly focused people,
or folks
who are just focused on getting together to enjoy each other's company. I think what is really appealing to me as a member of the Carolina Club is how outwardly focused so many of the different things are. You do feel like family when you're there. The staff make sure of that. But things like Pasta with Purpose, things like the Thanksgiving dinner that's coming up in the fall. I had the good fortune of being a Carolina student long before I was a member of the Carolina Club, and I'm a native North Carolinian, so I was able to go home and be with family on Thanksgiving. But there are thousands of students at Carolina who don't have that opportunity, who stay over breaks and aren't as plugged in necessarily to the Chapel Hill community and the North Carolina community as many of us have the luxury of being. So the club does a Thanksgiving lunch for them every year and offers members the chance to sponsor any number of students up to the donation that the member would like to make. And this past year, more than 450 students stuck around, not only over break, but specifically to go to that Thanksgiving lunch. And it's just, it's one of the coolest and most gratifying things as a member, but also someone who's on campus all the time, to know that this is a group that's looking to take care of students who are there.
That's awesome. And that's Tar Heel Thanksgiving, which is every single fall. And God, 450 students. And you think about, like, they wouldn't have anywhere to go or anything to do on Thanksgiving or over the weekend without the Carolina Club. So that's really cool. So speaking with Philip Jones again, you just heard him, Elizabeth Cheek from the Carolina Club. So for people who want to know more about how to get involved, if they're not a member and maybe they're not thinking about signing up, but they want to get involved in events like this, where can they go and what can they do?
Absolutely. So definitely go to our website. It's carolina-club.com. You'll see all of our information there. And if you prefer a phone call, it's 919-962-1101. Just ask to speak with the membership department, and we'll be glad to answer questions and invite you over for a tour and treat you to lunch so you can experience the club.
What are some of the other things that you do besides these two?
Oh, so lots of fun things coming up this fall. We do tailgate parties before all of the home football games. We have a breakfast event with Coach Larry Fedora coming up in August to kick off the football season. We do cooking classes, educational events. Obviously, a big focus is philanthropic events. So a lot of ways for people to meet and connect with the community and to meet people who share the same interests that you do.
And there, I'll just add really quickly, there are any number of clubs within the club based on your special interests, photography, the business builders groups. But certainly if you come with an outside interest that isn't represented or an outside group, a philanthropic organization that you'd like to support, you can bring that to the folks who work at the club, and they certainly find ways to plug in and integrate that and really ingrain that in the community.
And since we're talking about Pasta with a Purpose here, when is the next one and who is benefiting this time?
So coming up July 17, ear, nose, paws. I didn't say
eyes,
that right.
Ears, nose and paws. Yeah.
It's it's an organization that trains service animals and then pairs them with people in the community who are in need of the service animal. So really excited. It'll be our first time partnering with this group. So I'm really excited to start a new partnership there and welcome that new group into the club.
July 17th, is that the day?
That's it, from 5:30 to 8.
Awesome.
And it's $14 for the dinner, and $11 will go directly to the organization.
Carolina-club.com is the website. Go there and find out more about the club, how you can become a member, how you can get involved if you're not a member, upcoming events like Pasta with a Purpose, Tar Heel Thanksgiving, and a whole lot more. I've got Elizabeth Cheek and Philip Jones here in the studio. This interview is sponsored by PTA Thrift Shop and Youth Works on Main, which also brings us Kids Q every single day. So I want to wrap up by asking you the Kids Q question of the day, which actually we were talking about this earlier and Pasta came up as a possible answer. So this is perfect. If you had to build a house out of foods, what material would you use?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How long do I want the house standing? Because my answer is chocolate. The house just won't survive very
long. It'll melt immediately, right?
Or I'll eat it all.
Or you'll eat it all, yeah. Oh, that's a good like war of attrition between you and the North Carolina sun. Like how why will this house be
the sun
gone
is formidable,
tomorrow?
But my appetite for chocolate might be even greater.
All right, Elizabeth.
I'll say gingerbread.
Gingerbread. All right, yeah. Gene Bulldog last hour said blocks of ramen, which is perfect.
Ooh,
like the building blocks that already exist, right? Yeah. Love it. Gingerbread and chocolate. I like where your mind is, and now I'm hungry. Again, carolina-club.com is the website. Elizabeth Cheek, Philip Jones, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having us.